When it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, of course, in this week's Parsha, the reason we are taken out of Mitzrayim, the reason we were created was for the Torah, but we find very different ways that Matan Torah plays out. On the one hand is the Gemara in Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain, held it all over the Jewish people and said, please accept the Torah, and if you do mutav, it's great. V'yimlav shamte kivoraschem, but if you do not accept the Torah, eventually you'll die out. You will not have the oxygen of Torah to keep you throughout the ages, and you'll die out like every other nation that doesn't have the Torah. That's version number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people. On the other hand is a version that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to every nation, and finally we said, we'll take it, na'aseh v'nishma. But that makes it seem that we chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So which one is it? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose the Jews, or did we choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And says Rabbi Lam, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people. That's not a question. However, while Hashem did choose us, we can be Jews that choose Hashem. That we can make decisions, and we can be involved, and we can use the Torah to enhance and enrich our lives. And when we do that, not only are we chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shvil Yisrael nikkoreishis, we were there, it was our destiny, it was our mission, it was our calling from the beginning. But at the same time, we are able to be Jews that choose. And that's why Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, there were two brachos that we say every morning that seemed to be, one might seem to be extra. Well, the one end is a bracha we say, Shalo Asani Goy. And the other end we say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikolo Amen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, V'nasan Lanu Asa Torah. Which one is it? If it's just that we have more obligations than the non-Jews, so say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikolo Amen, then we know that we have 613 and they have 7. All right, we're good to go. Or just say, Shalom Asani Goy, Hashem didn't make me a non-Jew, and therefore, obviously, I have more levels of obligation and more commandments. But says Rabbi Soloveitchik, we are chosen in who we are in two very, very distinct ways. One is our lineage. Who we are, it's in my DNA. I am born in a Jewish family. That's part of who I am. Shalo Asani Goy. That I had the opportunity to be born into this Am Segula. And that is its own aspect of our closeness with the Ribono Shalom. And on the other hand, there is something unique to our connection, not only in that I'm a Jew, Shalo Asani Goy, but that I have the Torah. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, if you take an apostate, a Jew converts, so to speak, to another religion, he renounces his Judaism, right? While it's very complicated, right? And maybe he can't be your sofer, and he can't be your shochet, and he can't count for a minyan, but it's a good marriage, and he's a good Jew, and his lineage is still good lineage, because he's a Jew, Shalom Asani Goy. But Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim is our opportunity to make those decisions. Our opportunity for Liman HaTorah, our opportunity to use what we have. And today, Baruch Hashem, with so much access to Torah, with so many vehicles for Liman HaTorah, this is what we say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. So the two versions of Kabbalah HaTorah are to remind us that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, we are the Am Segula, we are our legacy, our destiny, our mission is to be this Am Segula, Mamlachas Konim V'Gai Kadosh. But that doesn't take away from our ability and our responsibility to be involved and make the right decisions, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, to choose the Torah.